Our Father, which art in heaven. What a tenderness, what an approach. Not just God Almighty only, but Heavenly Father. Father of mercy, our Father which art in heaven. And then not my name, but thy name. Thy name be hallowed, Lord. Not my name, thy name. And not my kingdom, thy kingdom come. And not my will, but thy will be done. That's the third petition of tonight. And think of the opposite. My will be done. I want it my way. I have rights, I don't agree, I can follow, I rebel, I have a different opinion, it's my will. And now to have the grace to say, no, it's not about me. What I will, thy will be done. I notice love. I notice the fear of the Lord. I notice the work of the Holy Spirit. Thy will be done, Lord, please. That's the best. I can't ask for more. Thy will be done. We need grace for that. Let's read the Catechism about it. You can find explanation in the Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 49, on page 85. Question 124. Which is the third petition? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is, grant that we and all men may renounce our own will and without murmuring obey thy will, which is only good, that so everyone may attend to and perform the duties of his station and calling as willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. So far, a prayer for God's will to be done. A prayer for God's will to be done. Four thoughts. Our will, which is perverse and warped and not the same anymore, our will, or has something changed in our will? Our will. Secondly, God's will. Ethically, the will of God's command. Also, the will of God's decree. I hope to explain it later. God's will. In the third place, Jesus' will. What was his will? To do the will of his Father. And to follow the Lord Jesus' will to follow was his meat, his drink. And fourth, a prayer for God's will to be done. A prayer. So a prayer for God's will to be done. Our will, God's will, Jesus' will, and a prayer for will. Congregation, we were made, created with a will, right? With a free will. Free will. We could say yes and no. We had absolutely no, you know, not forced. And so in paradise, Adam and Eve could choose one or the other to obey or not. A free will. We don't have a free will anymore. We have a corrupt will. We can come to church and want to go to church and have a will in that sense. We have a will. Oh, yes, you have a will. Don't say there's no will anymore. You have a will. Of course you have. But no free will. So we have no free will to come to church or to read the Bible or to pray. What do you mean? Well, we can choose to come to church or not. But we cannot choose to desire. We cannot choose to love. We cannot choose to be angry. We cannot choose to be emotional about something that happens to you. So we cannot choose for the Lord from the heart. No, sometimes there are arranged marriages in other cultures. A mom tells daughter, do it. Love that man. Just love that man. Make her love him. And she says, I can't, mom. I just can't love that man. Impossible. She has no free will to love that man. She does it. She does not. And so we have no free will to believe. No free will to love the Lord. That's something the Lord gives. We have no free will in that sense. But we have a will. And a will is corrupt. A will says no to the Lord. That's our will. Our will says, no, not yet. Another time I will think about it. Procrastinating. That's our will. That's our will. Not free. And in that sense, we like to decide ourselves. What is right and what's wrong. That's the time we live in as well. In our culture, people say, who tells me what to do? Who tells me what sin is? I decide myself. I think if something is acceptable in our society, it's good. If it's not acceptable, it's not good. People live by their own thoughts and imagination, their own hearts. People decide themselves what's right and what's wrong. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. They put darkness for light and light for darkness. They put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. You know, people living together, acting out homosexuality, transgender issues. People say, who are you to decide? What is that sin? What is it wrong? Who decides that? The Lord does, right? In his word, it is explained. Woe unto them that call evil good. We should say, not my will, not your will, friend. It's not your will, it's the Lord's will. Thy will be done. Pray it as well. Thy will be done. Lord, make me known to that. Make it known unto me what thy will is. But we read in Genesis 6, verse 5 already. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil. Continually. That's our will. Only evil, continually. A little bit painted and varnished and looks good. You have a facade, you have a mask, and we show some civility. But deep down in the heart, there's corruption. It's my will. I would like to be king. Also, the Lord Jesus spoke about this. It's not only the Old Testament, also the New One. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. So a corrupt will. So it's hard to pray, thy will be done, if you think, I decide. I just strongly disagree with certain parts of the Bible. I just can't accept that. That's so old-fashioned, so wrong, that goes against the grain. You need God's grace to say, Lord, I surrender. It's not my will, not my law, not what I think is right or wrong. Thy will be done. I challenge young friends in all aspects of life to pray this. Lord, thy will be done. You may be a little influenced by the time we live in, yet go against and say, Lord, I would like to abide with thy will, with thy law. And let me also explain this. We need that major overhaul. No, that's not the right word. We need a regeneration. We need to receive a new will. A will that wills what God wills. You read in Romans 7, the Apostle Paul complaining about himself, for we know that the law is spiritual. I am carnal, fleshy, sold under sin. I'm just sold to it. For I know it is in me, and that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. And then, now listen to this. For to will is present with me. He received a new will. He says, Lord, I will, I want, I desire holiness. That's my new will. For I know that immediately my flesh dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. I desire holiness, I desire to fight sin, but I fail. I can't. I am a sinner. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, really, I would not, I desire not, that I do. Is that your language? Is that your struggle? Is that your warfare? Can you repeat that? After Paul, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Say, Lord, the spirit is willing, but my flesh is so weak. That's a result of God's grace, if we have a renewed will. Because that's the will of God, our sanctification. And that's crucial. That is necessary for salvation. What is? A new will. But we cannot merit salvation. We cannot earn salvation, right? No, we cannot. It's only by grace and by faith only. Him that worketh not. But nevertheless, the fruits have to be seen. And they need to be there. Not everyone that saith unto you, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Him that doeth the will of my Father, if you don't do the will of God's of the Father, you can be saved. That new will, fruits. So we talked so far about our will in the sense of well, things are right and wrong. But you can also approach this from a different side. Thy will be done is not only, Lord, I don't decide what's right and wrong. The Lord does. It also means, Lord, in all the trials of this life, all the difficulties of this life, all the suffering of this life, I would like to follow thee. Thy will be done. Not about right or wrong, but about poor or rich, healthy or sick, dry years or wet years, those things. Thy will be done. And we know about Job, right? He lost almost everything except his life. And therefore I will not refrain my mouth, I will speak in the anguish of my spirit, I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. He couldn't say, thy will be done. He couldn't say that. He didn't understand this. Why is this happening to me? Thy will be done. No, my will should be done. Or think of Asaph. In the well-known Psalm 73, he was envious, jealous, upset to the foolish. He saw the prosperity of the wicked and said, verily, amen, I have cleansed my heart in vain, sought for nothing, and washed my hands in innocency. His heart was grieved, and he was pricked in his reins, in his kidneys, in his feelings, very, very, very much hurt. And so foolish was I, and ignorant, I was a beast before thee. Later it changed, right? My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart. Well, thy will be done. Our will is prosperity in our sense. We decide, we think we can to decide what's the best for us. Well, think of Jeremiah in Lamentations. He was pointing fingers, right? And accused the Lord. He. A long row in Lamentations 3, you read for yourself. Of accusing the Lord, how wrong he was. He was and is a bear. He compares God with a bear lying in wait. There's a lion in secret place lurking and stalking. A lion. He has bent his bow. See that, young friends, you sometimes make a bow as well. Do you not like archery? So the Lord has his bow in his hand and an arrow out of his quiver is going to shoot me. He has shot me in my reins, in my stomach. I feel the pain. He is doing that to me. He has bent his bow, set me as a mark, has caused the arrows of his quiver to enter in my reins. How would you feel it if someone would take a stone and knocked all your teeth out of him? He has broken my teeth with gravel stones. He has covered me with ashes. So upset, Lord, why? My will should be done. I don't like this. Complaining. Wherefore does the living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins, right? And then later on Jeremiah's side, it is of his mercies that you're not consumed. His compassion failed not. His mercy knew every morning. So to follow is also crucial. Whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple to follow the Lord. Then the Lord knocks your teeth out. Then the Lord bends his bow. Then the Lord is like a bear and a lion. And to say, Lord, thy will be done. Our will is so often against the Lord's will. Let's go to the second thought. God's will. Let's first talk about the revealed will, the will of God's command, the law, right? It's God's will, right? What's the Lord's will? Thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not steal, all the Ten Commandments. That's the Lord's will, his law. You can disobey that, right? You can break that. You can say, I'm not. Actually, that's what we are doing. We disagree and disobey God's law. God's law is God's will, God's revealed will. How old is that law? How old are the Ten Commandments? Well, were they not given to Moses Mount Sinai, is it all? It's older than that. Or you say it is given in creation, the heart of Adam and Eve in paradise. They just knew what's right and what's wrong. Right. And yet it was even older. Because the law is God's law. It reflects who God is. He, in his holy attributes, not lying, not being unfaithful, not stealing, not murdering, it reflects who God is. The law is as old as God. It's from eternity. It is his will. And God cannot change that will. It's him. It's him. God cannot change his will. It's him. It's perfect. It's good. That's what the Apostle Paul writes about in 1 Thessalonians 4. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you may abstain from fornication. That's God's will, period. You can negotiate that. It's impossible. It's wrong. It's God's will. So therefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls in well-doing as unto a faithful Savior. So, the will of God's command is also the will of God's decree. Something you cannot break. The secret will of God you cannot break possibly. We read in Lamentations again what the Lord has done. It is good for a man, listen to this, young friends. How old are you? Are you young yet? It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. A yoke in your youth? Can it be God's will? As I must suffer being young and having a yoke, a cross in my life, it is good for a man and a woman to bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence. Keep your mouth closed. Because he has borne it upon you. It's God who has laid it across on your shoulder. Don't rebel against that. Say, Lord, give me the grace, thy will be done. Not only the will of God's law, also the will of God's revealed, of God's decrees of giving crosses. He gives his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with reproach, for the Lord will not cast off forever. So it feels like, right? He casts off forever. The Lord will not cast off forever, but though he cause grief. What? He caused grief? Yes. The Lord causes grief, but though he causes grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies, for he does not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. So it is God's will what's happening in this world. Also all the pain and all the suffering, it is yet God's will. As is so clearly explained in the Bible. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God. So the calling of the ministry was God's will. Also the suffering in prisons and all the trials he experienced was God's will. And he followed the Lord. Think of Joseph and his brothers. You follow that this evening from Scripture? His brothers were so afraid for they had done. They met Joseph again, right, children? They were surprised. Joseph now under king in Egypt. They can't believe it. They sold him. They had hoped and thought he was dead. And Joseph, so many difficulties in his life, right? Was forgotten and accused of rape and you name it. End up in prison. Now under king in Egypt. What does it say? In Genesis 50 verse 20. But as for you, in your perspective, for you, you thought evil against me. That was evil. But God meant it unto good to bring to pass that is this day to save much people alive. So the Lord reigneth and knows what he's doing. So someone would ask, Pastor, I had a very difficult youth, a very bad experience. I'm hurting. Who did that? Was that God's will? You tell me, Pastor, was that God's will? Do I say? Let me say this first. No. Absolutely not. So much wrong against God's law is never good. God hated. God hates abuse, emotional, verbal, whatever. God hates it and strongly disagrees. And it's absolutely not the Lord's will, not even 1%. It's against God's will, against the will of God's command. And the Lord Jesus Christ has empathy with those weaknesses. And he comes alongside and he knows there's compassion. There's a compassionate God on the side of victims and them suffering. The Lord saying, this is so wrong. At the same time, we must stay biblically and say the Lord has let it happen. And that's so hard to say. That's not, I can't understand that. It is absolutely not God's will, but it was God's will. And all things must work together for good to them that love him. And the Lord does not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. So everything has also a purpose. I don't have the answers, but everything has a purpose. I heard an example of a third world country. Someone's horse walked away. That's bad. That's not good. Horse walked away. They didn't have much, and now they lost their horse also. 2 weeks later, the horse comes back with 20 wild horses. So he's rich. He catches them in his corral, and he has 20 horses. See? It was a blessing, after all, that he lost the horse. And then he was training one of those horses. One of the horse kicked his son against the knee, and his son couldn't walk anymore. So it wasn't a blessing, right? First the horse walked away, then 20 horses came back. The horse kicked his son, couldn't walk. And then a gang of criminals came to town, and they took all the young men along with them, except the man was hurting on his leg. They had no use for the man. It was a blessing again. There's an example I found. So we don't know. We don't know what the blessing is. He don't know what is so evil and hurting. It can be turned around in such a miraculous way. Later say, it was good. The Lord did right. Now I see it. And maybe you'll never see it until you die. But the Lord is completely in charge and he governs things. He hates evil, but he has also decided upon evil. Our will, God's will, the Lord Jesus' will. Oh, that's precious. Know something about the Lord Jesus, about how he agreed with the law and with God's doings, how he agreed with the will of God's command, the will of God's decree. John 4, at the well, think of the history of that Samaritan woman. And they asked the Lord Jesus to eat something. He must have been hungry after a long day. And the Lord Jesus said, no, not now. I don't want to eat. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. What's his will? He loved his law. He loved to do what's right. He was innocent. There's so many texts on it in the Bible about innocency, the sinlessness of the Lord Jesus Christ. He had no sin. I'm going to quote a few verses. You listen to that. And hopefully you adore. And hopefully you like it. Hopefully you say, I delight in it. I love to hear that about the innocency of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, even more, I hope you, as a sinner, flee to him and hide under him. And I'm preaching on that. And I know some of you know him and love him and appreciate him. May the appreciation be even deeper. Here it is. For such an high priest became us, fitting became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. See that? Do you need him? Harmless, undefiled, holy, who did no sin. It's a simple text. 1 Peter 2:22, he did no sin. And neither was guile found in his mouth. But that's because he is the Savior. He is the substitute. He did not sin whatsoever. No guile in his mouth. And he made his grave with the wicked, with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. So the Lord Jesus came to save sinners. And therefore he complied with God's will and followed the Lord in all his ways. I read in 2 Corinthians 5, that very famous text, he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. Who knew no sin. Asked the Lord Jesus about sin. He said, I have no experience with sin. I don't know how it feels. I have no feeling. No, I don't feel ever my conscience speaking. I never feel guilty. He did no sin, no experience whatsoever with it. He knew no sin. And yet he was made to be sin for us, that so sinners may be made the righteous of God in him. In him. Now, if you have seen yourself in the mirror, and if you have humbled yourself by God's grace and seeing how vile you are, and then as contrast see the Lord Jesus Christ. You see that? It brings sinners to tears. That simple sentence, who did no sin. Contemplate that tonight for yourself. Who did no sin. Who did no sin. Ask the Lord to open it up to your soul. He had no sin. But more, he also agreed to the Lord. Always did. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. His father said, "Death of the cross." He said, "Yes, Father." He obeyed him. Life was extremely difficult for him. He was bullied. He was threatened. He was betrayed. He was forsaken. They denied him. The disciples fled. He was lonely. People ridiculed him, hit him in the face, spat on him. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, he had to drink that cup empty, the cup of God's wrath. What did he say? He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." See the same text as the prayer, "Thy will be done," to follow the Lord in those absolute difficult situations. Were they perfect obedience? Were they perfect patience? And he's not only an example, he's also the substitute. That's the way he merited salvation. So he became the foundation for justification and sanctification. Have you seen him? Have you believed in him? There is no other Savior. He has to become dear to you. You need to need him. He has to become necessary. You need to trust him, to meet him, to encounter him, to also believe in him, to give yourself over unto him, to hide under him, to touch the hem of his garment, to seek your salvation nowhere else but in him. Well, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our forethought. It's a prayer. Thy will be done. It's not a statement. It's not the Lord's will be done anyway. You accept that, you believe it, and you have no choice. No, it's a prayer, Lord, that thy will may be done. Cause thy will to be done. Like, cause thy name to be hallowed. Cause thy kingdom to come. So cause people to be obedient. Cause me to be obedient as well. Let me respect thy law. Give me submission. May I surrender. May I know what's right and what's wrong. Give me respect for thy law. May I love it, Lord. May I increase in holiness. God's children pray with this. Thy will be done. You know, as I said this morning, after the Lord saves his people and gives regeneration, things don't go automatically. They don't. It's still a strife. It's still a warfare. It's still walking in a narrow pathway and being disappointed with self and see more and more of those abominations in your own heart and say, "Lord, I did not know. Was still there. Oh, the will is there. The flesh so weak. And I see a child of the Lord devastated. Disappoint yourself. Pray, Lord, oh, that thy will be done on earth in my life as it is in heaven. Because God's people in heaven and the angels always obey. There's no sin anymore. Lord, let me be like them. May I live like an angel on earth. May I live like a saint on earth. May I do thy will on earth. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May I resemble an angel. That's impossible, I know, but that's the prayer. You pray long? Would you like to live a sinless life? Oh, then we must also know what is right and what is wrong. And sometimes we even don't know anymore. May I do that? May I go there? May I say? May I read that? May I watch this? May I? So many questions. I follow Romans 12, 1 and 2. About finding out what the will of God is in prayer and Bible reading. Lord, teach me. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Lord, may I find out by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's the will of God, your sanctification. That's important, Lord. Isn't only misery and salvation, it's also gratitude. I thought of Psalm 143, verse 10. Teach me to do thy will. For thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Teach me to do thy will. That also refers to the law. Lord, I can do thy will. I am stubborn. I have a corrupt mind and heart. Even after a generation, is that flesh still so strong? Lord, teach me to do thy will. Pray that. Do you pray? Few sermons you've heard now about prayer. Did that change anything? Are you praying now? Thy will be done. But then finally, Apostle Paul, Acts 21. We read about a prophet of the last ones, Agabus. And Agabus took the belt of the Apostle Paul and tied himself up. And they said, what are you doing now? And he said, something is going to happen. And then he was come unto us, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands and feet. He said, thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we and they of that place besought Paul not to go up to Jerusalem. They besought him, Paul, don't go. You heard what Agabus said, the prophet. They will harm you. They will take you prisoner. They will incarcerate you. It won't be good. Just don't go. Then Paul answered, what mean ye? To weep and to break my heart? Are you discouraging me? If I'm ready not to be bound only, and ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And when he would not be persuaded, we ceased. We stopped. He didn't say anything anymore. Saying, the will of the Lord be done. Let him go. So that's also the life the Lord desires, that the child of God obeys from the heart, that sins obey from the heart, and also follow the Lord, and are so convinced nothing happens by chance. It's all the will of my Heavenly Father. I surrender. It's a gift. It's the only comfort in life and death, to belong to the faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. A prayer for God's will to be done. We can be proud of our own will, but God's will is always good, even he sends something that's evil. The apostle Judas betrayed the Lord Jesus. Was that God's will? Children, was God's will that Judas betrayed the Lord Jesus? Of course not. Of course it is. Yes, no. Yes, it's the Lord's will. He had to be betrayed. It was the Lord's path. He has chosen himself. It's his will. And yet so wrong, so absolutely wrong. And so things go wrong all the time in our lives. The Lord hates those sins and strongly disagrees with them, and yet is in complete control of everything. Everything works together to his glory and honor, surprisingly. Pray it. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Almighty Lord, thou knowest them who still have difficulties accepting God's law. It does feel so raw, so wrong. They may have modern minds, so Lord, it's hard to give in and to surrender. Give them, younger ones, older ones, yet that prayer in the hearts. Thy will be done, Lord, not my will counts. Thy will only is good. But also them suffering and being in the same frame as Job and Jeremiah and Asaph at first. Oh, then the hearts are hurting and so difficult to follow the Lord. Yet give that grace, O Lord, that sweetness of thy providence, the favor of the Lord. Therefore give new hearts, because by nature we are so evil, born in sin. Give new hearts and new wills to will what the Lord's will is. Graciously forgive not only everything that was wrong tonight, but also in our lives so far, which was against thy will. O Lord, may we feel it in the very hearts that we need the forgiveness for the stubbornness, for the disobedience, for not agreeing with the Lord. Be with us the rest of this day. Bring safe back home. Help through this week. Bring safe back to church as well for Ascension Day. In Jesus' name alone. Amen.